大家好吗？
大家好不好
？Everybody good？
大家都好吗
？All right. It's really exciting to be here.
今天早上我非常的兴奋。
And I'm so glad today.
我今天非常的开心。
That we get to celebrate the baptism of these five brothers and sisters.
我们今天早上在这里。
So I know that you are here in person, or you are with us virtually, to be able to celebrate this very special occasion.
我知道大家不管今天在这里还是在家里和我们一起敬拜的，都在和我们一起庆祝这个特殊的一个日子。
I think it is a big step for all of them, right?
知道今天对他们来说是一个很大的一步。
And I think it's special for us to be able to celebrate together as a whole church family.
我们今天能够作为一整个家庭教会教会家庭一起来庆祝，这真是特别非常的特别。
Yet at the same time,
但是同时
，as your pastor, I want to lead you this morning.
作为你的牧者，我要带领你今天。
Because it's not just a celebration of them.
今天早上不仅仅是要为这几位弟兄姐妹们庆祝。
The reason why we gather, whenever we gather together as a church.
我们聚在一起的理由，不无论何时我们聚在一起的时候。
The reason why we gather is ultimately to celebrate our God. Amen.
我们聚集在一起的最终的一个理由是为了要庆祝我们的神。
Because it's a celebration of God and His amazing love for us.
是因为要庆祝我们的这位奇妙的神和他对我们的伟大的爱。
So we want to be a people who learn at all times to celebrate God.
所以我们要作为一群子民，要学习来一直来庆祝我们的神。
I think it's good for us to celebrate baptisms.
当然我们来庆祝我们的敬礼，当然是非常的好。
I think it's good to celebrate when people have milestones in their life.
当然在我们的生命当中有里程碑的时候，我们也能庆祝。
We always want to celebrate the new babies.
我们也庆祝我们的新生儿。
We want to celebrate graduations.
我们要庆祝我们的毕业。
But through it all, I want to lead us to be a people at all times where we celebrate God.
我希望能够带领大家，我们能够成为一群一直通常一直都庆祝神的一群人。
Because we can't always celebrate in all of life's circumstances.
因为我们知道，我们不可能说一直要庆祝任何我们生活或者生命当中的任何一种境况。
Isn't that true?
是不是的？
When something happens in life that really is hard, when something happens in life that really you did not expect.
当我们生活当中遇到一些非常大的困难，或者是我们没有所期望的一些事情发生了，
you just can't always celebrate that.
我们当然就是没有办法庆祝这些事情。
Right, we don't celebrate when we get into a car accident.
我们如果遇到车祸的时候，我们不会庆祝。
We don't celebrate when we're testing positive for COVID.
我们如果我们得了新冠的话，我们也不可能庆祝。
When money is just tight.
当我们经济上比较困难的时候，我们也不会庆祝。
When some of our relationships break down.
当我们如果有和人家有些关系上的问题，我们也不会庆祝。
We don't always celebrate when our health takes an unexpected turn.
当我们的健康状况如果有问题的时候，我们也不可能会庆祝它。
See, we can't always celebrate all the circumstances of life.
所以你有没有看到，在我们生活当中的一些境况，我们是不可能去庆祝的。
But we can learn to celebrate God.
但是我们可以学习来庆祝神。
Because we can celebrate and remember who God is.
我们可以一起来庆祝，并且一起来。纪念我们这位神。
And we can celebrate that God is good all the time. Amen?
我们可以来庆祝，我们知道我们的神一直是美好的。
Is God good?
那神是不是好，美好的？
All the time.
一直都是美好的。
But But how do we really do that?
那我们如何来庆祝主嗯神呢？
How do people have an ability? Where do you get that power, the strength to celebrate God even when you're in the midst of the most difficult circumstance?
那作为人的话，如果我们在一些困境当中，我们哪里能够从哪里可以得到这个力量能力来庆祝神呢？
Where do we get the power to do that?
我们哪里从哪里可以得到这个力量呢？
And can we even experience that type of life today?
那我们今天能不能够去经历这样子的一种生命呢？
See, whenever we read in God's word, I don't know about you.
无论何时我们来读神的话语的时候。
And you read about all the amazing things that happen to people.
你也读到就是那些很多有奇妙的事情在人身上发生。
Do you ever just wonder how they lived with such supernatural power?
那你是不是也在思考他们是如何以这个超自然的力量来生活的呢？
I mean, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, you see God doing amazing things in the lives of people.
在新约通过到新约从新约到旧约到新约，你也看到很多人就是身上都经历过一些奇妙的事情。
And when we think about all these amazing things that our amazing God does,
我们来思考这些我们这位奇妙的神所做的这些奇妙的事情。
It might sometimes for us seem like a show on Netflix or a movie.
有时候我们会觉得或许这好像对我们来说是一场电影一样的。
Like it's got to be fake, right? Is that real?
我们可能会在想，这可能是一切都是假的吧？不可能是真的。
How do those people respond in faith in such difficult circumstances?
那这些人在这样一个困境之下，他们是如何能够有这样子的强大这样强大的信心呢？
Or the miracles that they seem to experience?
那他们所经历的这些奇迹。
The supernatural power of God in the lives of His people.
这些神的这些超自然的力量在他的子民身上所显示出来的。
We read about the amazing God doing amazing things, but we wonder, can that happen to me?
我们读到这位奇妙的神所做的奇妙的事，我们就在思考这些事情能在我身上发生吗？
To the point where we actually see people who have died and are raised to life.
我们甚至也看到就是有人死从死里复活。
So I'm sure that some of us have got to wonder.
我也确认就是我们当中有些人就在思考。
I know we read about it, but does that happen today?
他们就在想，我知道我们读到这些所发生的事情，但是这些事情在今天仍旧发生吗？
Does God's supernatural power affect us today?
那神的超自然的力量今天能够影响我们吗？
And I want to tell you that if you doubt that and you suspect that is true, I wanted to first say a word that you're not alone.
如果你今天怀疑这样的事情的话，我跟你讲，你并不止你一个。
Because even this group of Christians in the city of Corinth, they struggled to believe that as well.
甚至当时在哥林多的教会里，这群基督徒也是有这样子的怀疑过。
You see, we're in this study of the church in Corinth.
我们呢现在在学习这个哥林多教会。
And these Christians there even doubted this type of power of God.
那当时这群基督徒呢也是怀疑了这样的一种力量。
God doesn't raise the dead to life, does he?
他们就在怀疑神不可能让死人复活。
I mean, God doesn't bring something that is completely dead.And lifeless, where every cell inside is corrupted and dead, and he can bring that to life.
神不可能让一个完完全全已死的每一个细胞都没有任何生命力的一样东西复活。
They struggle to believe.
他们呢，就是当时就很难相信。
But Paul says to them,
但是保罗和他们说,
if you cannot believe that God can make something dead and raise it to life,
保罗就和他们说, 如果你不能相信神能够使一样死的东西复活,
then everything about our faith falls apart.
那我们所有的一切信心都没有了。
I mean, everything about our faith falls apart.
任何关于我们信心的一切都没有了。
And so you could read it in chapter 15.
我们可以从哥林多前书十五章看到。
Verse 12 through 19, I think we're going to put it up.
从十二节到十九节。
And I won't read it word for word for time's sake.
Okay, 我们来一句。
No, I will not read it word for word.
我们不会一句句的读。
But he says in verse 13.
但是他在十三节说。
If you don't believe that God can raise the dead to life.
如果你不相信神能使人复活。
Then what you're saying is that not even Jesus was raised from the dead.
那你就是在说耶稣也没有从死里复活。
And if Jesus has not been raised from the dead,
那如果耶稣没有从死里复活的话，
then verse 17 he says, there's no forgiveness of your sins.
那十七节就说，那你的罪就不会被赦免了。
Your sins are left undealt with.
那你的罪是不可能被不可能被赦免的。
And in verse 18, if Jesus was not even raised from the dead,
那十八节说，如果耶稣没有从死里复活，
there's no power and there's no chance for anyone who had faith and has already died.
那任何有在信心里已死的人就没有希望了。
Which means in verse 19.If you don't think that Jesus rose from the dead,
那就像十九节说的，如果你不相信死里复活，
you have no hope.
那你就没有希望了。
It's so sad.
这是非常悲哀的。
Everything that we do here is worthless.
那我们今天所做的一切都是没有没有任何。
The reason why we gather is pointless.
那我们今天如果在这里，我们今天在这里聚会呢，也毫无意义。
Why do we even sing?
那我们为什么要大声唱歌？
Why do we even baptize?
我们为什么要有这个受浸？
If you can't believe that Jesus was raised to life, everything we do here is meaningless.
那如果你不相信耶稣是从死里复活的话，我们今天所做的一切都毫无意义。
And so his point here is this.
那这里一个主要的一个主要的
The point.
重点是。
The resurrection of Jesus is everything.
那耶稣的主耶稣的复活就是一切。
The fact that God has the power to bring life to something that is dead is everything.
那神的这个能使死里复活的这个大能就是一切。
Because God does have the power.To raise the dead to life.
因为神确确实实有这个能力使死里复活。
God does have the power to take something that is completely dead and breathe life into it.
神有这个能力让完完全全已死的一个人，他能够让他有呼吸。
And that changes everything.
这就改变了一切。
It not only points to our future.
这不仅仅是指向我们的未来。
Right, because that gives us our hope for the future.
这给我们对未来的一个希望。
Even the future of our physical bodies.
甚至我们这个肉体的未来。
That everyone who is in Christ will have a new body.
每一个在主里面的人都会有一个新的肉体，新的身体。
But it points to what we have today.
但是呢，也指我们的今天。
Because this amazing power.
因为这个奇妙的大能
，the power that raises death to life，
这个使死里复活的这个大能
，God promises that that same power lives in you。
因为神允许这样，同样的大能在你住在你里面。
If you are a person of faith in the power of Jesus' resurrection。
因为如果你是一个在主有主耶稣复活的信心的人
，then his promise is that that same resurrection power lives in you.
他允许过 同样的这个死里复活的大能也能够住在你里面。
It says this in Romans chapter 8. Look at it.
在罗马书八章四节。
If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
那罗马书八 no, 六章 right?罗马书八章 Did you say 8:11 罗马书八章十一节，然后叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们的心里，那叫耶稣基督从死里复活的也必借着住在 你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Okay, read that again. Just read that with the meaning of the power of that.
然后
Don't rush. It's okay.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Can you receive that? Can you get that?
你能不能够体会到呢？
That the same power, the same power,
同样的一个这个大能
that raised Jesus from the dead,
使耶稣从死里复活的
lives in you,
住在你里面。
God's resurrection power lives in us,
神的复活的大能住在我们里面。
For all those who believe,
对那些信他的所有的人。
Do you know why when we read the Bible and we see the lives of these people that this amazing God does amazing things in the life of his people?
我们读圣经，我们看到这些人神的
我们的奇妙的神，
我们的奇妙的神在他们身上做奇妙的工。
I lost my place.Right? That, I mean, how people can praise God when their life is falling apart.
那如果我们的生命破碎不堪的时候，我们如何去敬拜神？
That even as they're suffering to the end,
甚至他们就是一直一直困苦到终
了。That even if they face that their outward man, the scripture says, the outward man is just decaying. 我们的肉体都已经
腐坏的时候。
Yet inwardly,
但是在我们里面
we can be renewed day by day by day by day.
在我们里面我们可以每天的更新。
So that when you get into a car accident,
所以如果我们遇到车祸的时候
，so that when money starts to run tight,
如果我们在经济上比较短缺的时候
，so that when you test positive for COVID,
如果你测试新冠阳性的时候
，and when healing does not come,
如果我们知道我们没有治疗，没有治愈了。
You have something inside of you that allows you to lift your hands up and say, I praise you, Lord.
在你里面有一样东西可以使你举起你的双手说我赞美你。
Your resurrection power is lifting my hands up to say, God, you are so good.
你复活的能力使我举起双手向你说神啊你是如此的美好。
God, everything that I'm going through, you are so good.
虽然我经历的一切，但是经历的这一切，但是我仍要赞美你，你是如此的美好。
Where does that power come from?
那这个力量是从哪里来的？
Where your hands can be lifted up and say thank you, Jesus.
使你的双手能够高举，说感谢你，耶稣。
Because you are good.
因为你是美好的。
And you have given me new life.
你已经给了我新生命。
And I'm going home to be with you.
我会回到你的家。
That's resurrection power.
这就是复活的力量。
Amen. See, look at Ephesians 1 with me.
我们来看以弗所书 第一章。
Because this is the desire of God for each of us.
这就是神对我们每个人的期盼。
And he says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19, this is his prayer. This is Paul's prayer.
在以弗所书第一章十九节是保罗的祷告。
And this is in a version that I enjoy. He prays, I pray.That you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in Him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him in the place of honor at God's right hand and in the heavenly realms. I pray that you will understand that this incredible power of God lives in you.
这是保罗的祷告，保罗说知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
You see, God wants us to know every day.
神希望我们每天都知道。
That the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that lives in everyone.Professes Jesus as Lord.
使耶稣主里复活的这个大能，同样的大能都每天都住在我们里面。
You want to live with that type of hope?
你希望能够活在这样的希望里吗
？You want to live with that type of peace?
你想活在这样的平安里吗
？You want to live with this type of joy?
你想在这样的喜乐里生活吗
？You can when you hold on to Jesus.
如果你紧紧抓住耶稣的话，你就能这样。
Romans 6:4 says this.
罗马书六章四节说。
It says, "We were buried with him, therefore, in baptism, into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life."
所以我们借着洗礼归入死。和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
You see, God is in the business of bringing the dead to life.
神是要把把死的复把死的。
God is in the business of bringing life to things that are dead.
神要把生命带到那些已死的身上。
And when God gives life,
当神给了新生命，给了生命
，What does He say?
他说什么呢
？I give it abundantly.
我会丰丰富富的给予。
He gives us life with resurrection power.
他给了我们生命是他给予的生命是有复活的能力。
So that we can die with Him in.Baptism into his death and be raised from the dead like him to be able to walk in the newness of life.
所以我们借着洗礼能够与他一起死，然后复活。
Do you believe that God does that today? Do you believe?
你们相信吗？
Do you believe? 你相不相信？相不相信？
相信。
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
Then we live with resurrection power.
我们今天是有复活的大能在我们里面的。
Today,
今天
we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 brothers and sisters.
我们有五位弟兄姐妹
who have been raised in resurrection power.
他们已经他们是从他们以复活的力量当中站起来。
And they are living, and they may not know it. Ryan, do you know it? I'm not sure. Ryan's playing with his pants right now. Ryan, do you know that you're living in resurrection power?
他们或许不知道啊，但是我要问他们，你是不是住在这个复活的力量里面
？I love Ryan. I love Ryan. Ryan was lost. Okay, Ryan seriously lost. They're all lost.
我告诉你们，这些弟兄姐妹以前都是迷失的。
But Ryan.Was really lost.
特别是那个 Ryan 是
Now he's found.
但是他现在被寻见了
He's found by Jesus.
他被耶稣寻见了
They were dead.
他们这些以前都是死的
God brought them life.
是是神把他们带入了带给了他们带给他们生命。
Because that is who God is.
这就是神。
God brings life to what is dead.
神带把生命带给已死的。
Amen. All right, we're going to ask them to come up. They're going to share their stories. You ready to hear their story? All right.
那我们现在来听他们的见证。
你们想要听他们的故事吗？想。Do you want to hear their story? All right. Elise Fan, come on up.